Random Thoughts for Valentine's Day 2004. Today is a holiday invented by greeting card companies to make people feel like crap. Like ditched work today. Took a train out to Montauk. I don't know why. I'm not an impulsive person. I guess I just woke up in a funk this morning. I gotta get my car fixed.
Hi, Cindy. It's Joel. Joel. Listen, I don't feel very well today. No, food poisoning, I think.
It's goddamn freezing on this beach. I'm talking February. Brilliant, Joel. Pages ripped out. Don't remember doing that. It appears this is my first entry in 2 years. Sand is overrated. It's just tiny little rocks. I guess my chances of that happening are somewhat diminished, seeing that I'm incapable of making eye contact with a woman I don't know. Maybe I should get back together with Naomi. She was nice. Nice is good. She loved me. Shows me the least bit of attention.
Said hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi. Okay, if I sit closer? How far are you going?
Rockville Center.
Get out. Me too.
Really?
What are the odds? Do I know you? Do you ever shop at Barnes & Noble?
Sure.
That's it!
Yeah.
I've seen you, man. Book slave there for like 5 years now.
Oh.
Jesus.
I thought I would remember
five
you.
5 years? It might be the hair.
What might?
It changes a lot, the color. That's why you might not recognize me. It's called Blue Ruin.
Right.
The color. Snappy name, huh?
I like it.
Anyway, this company makes a whole line of colors with equally snappy names. Red Menace, Yellow Fever, Green Revolution. That'd be a job, coming up with those names.
You think there could possibly be a job like that? I mean, how many hair colors could there be? 50, maybe.
Someone's got that job. Agent Orange. I came up with that one. I apply my personality in a paste.
Oh, I doubt that very much.
Well, you don't know me, so you don't know, do you?
sorry. I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah. I got it. My name's Clementine, by the way.
I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel. No jokes about my name. Oh, no. You wouldn't do that. You're trying to be nice.
I don't know any jokes about your name.
Huckleberry Hound.
I don't know what that means.
Huckleberry Hound? Are you nuts?
It's been suggested.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Clementine. You were less than gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine. No?
Sure. It's a pretty name, though. It really is nice. It means merciful, right? Clemency.
Although it hardly fits. I'm a vindictive little bitch, truth be told.
Gee, I wouldn't think that about you.
Why wouldn't you think that about me?
I don't know. Seem nice, so.
Oh, now I'm nice? God, don't you know any other adjectives? I don't need nice. I don't need myself to be it, and I don't need anybody else to be it at me.
Okay.
Joel? It's Joel, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I'm a little out of sorts today. Embarrassing admission. If I really like that you're nice right now, I mean, I can't tell from one moment to the next what I'm gonna like, but right now, I'm glad you are.
I have some stuff that I probably should.
Oh,
I'm writing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, no.
Sure, no. That's okay.
It just happened. You know, this is.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Take care then.
Jesus.
Hi. I could give you a ride if you need.
Cold.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, it's frosty. You're not a stalker or anything, right?
I'm not a stalker. You're the one that talked to me, remember?
That is the oldest trick in the stalker book.
Really? There's a stalker book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gotta read that one.
Look, I'm sorry if I came off sort of nutso. I'm not really.
It's okay. I didn't think you were.
Do you want to have a drink? I have lots of drinks and I could, Never mind. Sorry, that was stupid. I'm embarrassed now.
No.
Good night, Joel. No. Blue ruins.
Cute.
Drink up, young man. It'll make the whole seduction part less repugnant. I'm just kidding! Come on! You're kind of closed-mouthed, aren't you?
Sorry. Just, you know, my life isn't that interesting. I go to work, I come home. I don't know what to say. Should read my journal. It's just blank.
Really? Does that make you sad or anxious? I mean, I'm always anxious thinking I'm not living my life to the fullest, you know? Taking advantage of every possibility and making sure I'm not wasting one second of the little time I have.
Mm-hmm. I think about that.
Yeah? You're really nice.
Oh.
God, I have to stop saying that. I'm gonna marry you. I know it.
Okay.
Joel, you should come up to the Charles with me sometime. It gets frozen this time of year.
That sounds scary.
Exactly. I'll pack a picnic. A night picnic. Night picnics are different. And, we could...
Sounds good. But I should, go now.
You should stay.
No, I really... I have to get up so early.
I would like you to call me. Would you do that? I would like it.
Yes.
Wish me a happy Valentine's Day when you call. That'd be nice.
Walked in.
Mm-hmm. Miss me?
Oddly enough, I do.
You said I do. I guess that means we're married.
I guess so.
Tomorrow night? Honeymoon on ice?
Really solid this time of year.
Whoa. I don't know.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
Oh. don't go too far.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Ow.
Oh. Are you okay?
Ouch. Oh. Oh, my ass.
I think I should go back. Huh?
Come on.
What if it breaks?
What if? Do you really care right now?
Huh?
Come here, please.
Whoa. Looks good.
Wow. Hey, let me show you this one thing.
What are you doing?
Hey. Whoa. Come on. Or break, or it's so thick. Show me which constellations you have.
I don't know any.
Show me which ones you know.
Okay. Okay. Oh. Here's Ocidius.
Where?
Right there. Sort of a swoop and a cross. Ocidius the emphatic.
You're full of shit, right?
Nope. Ocidius right there. Swoop and cross.
Shut the fuck up.
Here.
Can I come over to your house to sleep? I'm so tired.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Let me get my toothbrush.
Yeah. Oh.
Can I help you?
What do you mean?
Can I help you with something?
No.
What are you doing here?
I'm not really sure what you're asking me.
Oh. Thanks. Put a number on.
Is that him?
I think so.
Okay, that's him.
That's him.
Hey, Joel.
Frank.
The only Valentine's Day cards I get are from my mother. How pathetic is that, huh? You're lucky you have Clementine, man. She is way cool. Hey, you got any big Valentine's Day plans with her?
No.
Well, it's only a day away. Better make some reservations or something. Don't want to end up at Mickey D's, right? Nick Romance. You want some fries with that shake?
I have to go to sleep now, Frank.
Well, it's 8:30.
Patrick, stop it. Showtime at the Apollo.
Quiet.
Hey, Joel. What's up?
Oh. Hi, Frank.
I only get Valentine's Day cards from my mom. How pathetic is that?
No Valentine's Day.
You're lucky you have Clementine, Joel.
Thank you.
You got any big Valentine's Day plans with her? A day away. Gotta make a reservation somewhere.
Don't end up at Mickey D's.
Wow.
Yes. You know, Valentine's Day is three goddamn days away. I want it resolved. I'm willing to be the one to resolve it. So I call her, and she's changed her number. So I walked over to Antic Attic, you know, to get her something. I thought, you know, I'd go over to work, give her an early Valentine, and you won't believe it. She's there with this guy, this really young guy, and she looks at me like she doesn't even know who I am.
Excuse me? Can I help you find something, sir?
Hey, tomato.
Patrick, baby boy. What's the dinner here, baby?
Just came to surprise you.
Let me knock you next time, sir.
Hey. How are you?
I think people are pretty tired.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Hey, does anybody want a joint?
God, Rod, give it a rest.
God, she's punishing me.
I know.
For being honest.
It's horrible.
I should just go to Ralph's.
No. You don't want to go there, man. You don't want to go there. Get off. It's too...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem desperate.
Joel, why don't you just see this as a sign? Make a clean break.
Mm.
Right?
All right, Joel, look, man, seriously.
Rob.
Here's the deal.
Don't do that. Rob, what are you doing?
Well, what's your fucking suggestion, Carrie? What's your brilliant reason solution?
Oh, you're gonna make this about our shit now? This isn't about us.
I agree. It's not about us. It's about Joel, who's an adult, okay? Not Mama Carrie's kid. What are you...
That's your laundry.
That's great. That's good.
Okay. Where is it?
I don't know. It's some place that does a thing.
Good morning, Lacuna. No, I'm sorry, that offer expired after the new year. Yeah, sure. We can fit you in. How about on the 5th? That's a Wednesday. All right, great. Could you spell that, please? Okay, and we'll need a daytime phone number. Great. Have a nice day. See you then. Can I help you?
I'm Joel Barish.
Excuse me?
I'm Joel Barish. I have an appointment with Dr.
Mearswag. Here, can you please fill this out?
I just want to talk to
you. You still need to fill the form out, sir.
Really?
Thank you.
I don't have a pen.
There's a pen right there. Good morning, Lacuna.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that offer that's done now, that expired after the new year.
Mr. Barish?
How are you today?
Too good, actually.
Oh, oh my God! Dan!
Sorry, I was just...
Working.
Sorry.
Hey, doctor.
Thank you. You should not have seen this. I apologize. This is a hoax, right? And this is Clem. I assure you, no.
No.
There's no such thing as this.
Look, our files are confidential, Mr. Barish, so I can't show you evidence. Suffice it to say that Miss Kraczynski was not happy, and she wanted to move on. We provide that possibility.
Miss Kraczynski was not happy and wanted to move on. We provide that possibility. What the hell is that? The nicest guy she ever went out with.
I am making a birdhouse.
What can I say, Joel? You know, Clementine, she's like that. She's impulsive. She decided to erase you almost as a lark.
A lark.
Wait, no. I'm sorry, Doctor. He just barged right in here.
Okay. I want it done.
I told him pre-Valentine's Day is our busy time. That's
okay, Mary.
But there are people waiting.
Mr. Barish, if you'd like to come inside. Mary, if you could take care
of Mrs. Hula. Yes, of course.
Goodbye, Mrs. Hula. Now, the first thing we need you to do, Mr. Barish, is to go home and collect everything you own that has some association with Clementine. Anything. We'll use these items to create a map of Clementine in your brain, okay? So we'll need photos, clothing, gifts, books she may have bought you, CDs you may have bought together, journal entries. You want to empty your home, you want to empty your life of Clementine. And after the mapping is done, our technicians will do the erasing in your home tonight. That way, when you awake in the morning, you find yourself in your own bed as if nothing had happened. A new life awaiting you.
Have the procedure done 3 times in 1 night. Well, it's just not our policy here. How are you today, Mr. Barish? Hello, I'm right here. I know it's an emergency and we'll do everything we can. We can fit you in on the 1st of March. Maybe you could talk to the doctor and all right, so let's make an appointment. What day would you like to come in this week?
Mr. Barish?
He's really busy this afternoon, but... maybe tomorrow will be better, around 12:15. Can you do that?
February is very busy for us because of Valentine's Day. This is Stan Fink, one of our most experienced and skilled technicians. He'll be handling your case tonight.
Great to meet you, Mr. Barish.
My name is Joel Barish, and I'm here to erase Clementine Kraczynski.
Very good. Now, tell me about Clementine.
I was living with this woman, Naomi, a couple years ago, and my friends Rob and Carrie invited us to this party at the beach. I don't like parties. Naomi couldn't go, but I went, and I met Clementine.
I'm sorry. Let's start with your most recent memories and work backwards from there, more or less. There's an emotional core to each of our memories, and when you eradicate that core, it starts its degradation process. And by the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we've targeted would have withered and disappeared, as in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage, but it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking. Nothing you'll miss.
Comfortable? What we're doing here, Mr. Barish, is actually creating a map of your brain.
Okay, let's get started. If we want to get this procedure underway tonight, we have some work to do.
I want you to react to these objects, Mr. Barish, if you will.
Good story behind this.
Actually, Mr. Barish, I'll get a much better emotional readout if you refrain from any sort of verbal description of the items. Just please try to focus on the memories.
Sorry.
Healthy activity up there. Good. Healthy readouts.
Very good.
Here's another object.
So,
next item. Okay. Potato head. Next item. Okay.
Just focus on the memories.
Patrick, do me a favor.
Hey, Patrick, do me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
Can you check the voltage regulator? What do we got there?
Voltage looks fine.
Really? Well, I'm not wiping as clean as I like here. I'm just... check the connections, please.
Oh, there you are.
Why am I?
I don't understand what I'm looking at. Why am I standing here and... Oh, my God, deja vu. Deja vu. This is so...
We should get started if we want to get the procedure underway. We have some work to do.
I mean, my hair already hurt.
I suppose so. This is about right. This is what it would look like.
Very good.
We'll dispose of these mementos when we're done here. That way you won't be confused later by their unexplainable presence in your home.
Ah, there we go.
Patrick?
Yeah?
Patrick?
Why are there so many wires? Does that help?
Are you sure you set that thing up properly?
How's that?
How are you today, Mr. Barish?
There we are, Mr. Barish.
All right, that's better.
I don't know if I like this.
I think I might try this then.
We're almost done now.
The journal. It'll be invaluable.
I met someone tonight, oh Christ. I don't know what to do. Her name is Clementine, and she's amazing. I don't know her name, Clementine.
Whoa, Jesus.
What?
Come on, careful.
What?
Step back. Just take it easy.
That's fine.
Roach the guy. All right, we got that one.
This place is sort of a dump, don't you think?
It's an apartment, Patrick.
Well, not a dump, then, but sort of plain. Uninspired. And there's sort of a stale smell.
Patrick, can we just please get through this? We got a very long night ahead of us.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is the last time I saw you. It's 3:00.
I kind of, sort of, wrecked your car.
You're driving drunk. It's pathetic.
I was a little tipsy. Don't call me pathetic.
Well, it is pathetic. It's fucking irresponsible. Could have killed somebody.
Oh,
I don't know, maybe you did kill somebody. Should we turn on the news and see? Should I check
Christ,
the grill to see if there's
anybody.
Children or
it's
small
just
animals?
A fucking dental. God, you're like an old lady or something.
What do you like? A wino?
A wino? Jesus. Are you from the 50s or something? A wino? Face it, Dolly. You're freaked out because I was out late without you. And in your little wormy brain, you're trying to figure out, did you fuck someone tonight?
Now, see, Clem, I assume you fucked someone tonight. Isn't that how you get people to like you?
Sorry, okay? Clem, I didn't mean it, right?
I was just angry or annoyed or something. I don't know.
Got it. Mary's coming over tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, just thought you'd want to know.
I like Mary. Like when she comes to visit, I just don't think she likes me.
She likes you, okay.
So, maybe I should invite my girlfriend over. I have a girlfriend now.
Do whatever you want.
Did I tell you I have an... Yeah. Did I tell you I have a new girlfriend?
We gotta focus here, Patrick.
Yeah, the thing is, the situation is... It's a little weird. My girlfriend situation.
I'm sure it is.
You gotta be.
Drive you home.
Get out of my face, faggot!
Look at it out here. It's all falling apart. I'm erasing you and I'm happy. You did it to me first.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Clem, can you hear me? By morning, you'll be gone. The perfect ending to this piece of shit story.
Is there something wrong with a girl being attracted to me? Is that a problem?
No, I think it's funny.
So who do you think's better looking?
Me or this guy? Patrick, let's focus, buddy.
Remember that girl we did last week? The one with the potatoes?
That girl? Yeah, that's this guy's girl. Friend.
Yeah.
Was. Take care of that.
Well, I kind of fell in love with her that night.
What? You little fuck.
What?
She was unconscious, man.
Well, she was beautiful and... I stole a pair of her panties as well.
Jesus.
What? It's not like... I mean, they were clean and all.
Don't tell me this stuff, man. I don't want to hear this shit.
They were clean.
What? Don't stop.
Okay.
We got work
to
do.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, fine. My paper.
There's more. After we did her, I kind of...
How unethical?
It's not really bad. I mean, what? What? Get that look off your face. What's wrong?
Patrick, you stole the girl's panties.
There's someone here. He stole your underwear.
I don't see anyone.
I said potions. Love potions, please.
I'm fucking crawling out of my skin. I left you at the flea market.
I'm afraid. Sit in a cup of powdered whale.
I will have a baby.
Let's talk about it later.
No. I want to have a baby.
I don't think we're ready.
You're not ready.
Well, do you really think you could take care of a kid?
What?
I don't want to talk about it here.
I can't hear you. I can never the fuck understand what you're saying.
Don't want to talk about this.
We're fine.
We never talk about it.
Want
you can't just say something like that and say you don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
I'd make a fucking good mother. I love children. I'm creative and smart, and I'd make a fucking great mother. It's you, Joel. If you can't commit to anything,
no idea how lucky you are. I'm interested in you. I don't even know why. Maybe I should end this right here,
Joel.
Leave you at the flea market.
Leave you at the flea market.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Hi, Mary. How's it going?
Oh,
hey, you.
Breathing outside.
Find us okay?
Yeah. Poor guy. Oh. Do you have anything real to drink?
We haven't really checked yet.
Oh.
Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me do the honor.
Mary hates me. Never really had much luck with the ladies.
Maybe if we stop stealing their panties.
Stand.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, hey. Oh, you didn't want any, did you, Patrick?
No, I don't know. It's okay.
Wait. Blessed are the forgetful, for they get the better even of their blunders. Oh. Oh.
Mmm.
Ugh. That's Nietzsche. Beyond good and evil. I found it in my Bartlett's.
What's your Bartlett's?
It's a quote book, Patrick. It's a book of quotations.
I think Howard will be in Bartlett's one day.
Definitely. Howard is pure Bartlett's.
Can you wake him up?
Oh, you can't wake him up.
Don't tell me things, Joel. I'm an open book. Tell you everything. Every damn embarrassing thing. You don't trust me.
Constantly talking isn't necessarily communicating.
I don't do that. I want to know you.
Hmm?
I don't constantly talk. Jesus! People have to share things, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what intimacy is. I'm really pissed that you said that to me.
I'm sorry. It's just, my life just isn't that interesting.
I want to read some of those journals you're constantly scribbling in. What are you writing there if you don't have any thoughts or passions or love?
Favor and clean the goddamn hair off the soap when you're done in the shower?
Yeah.
So really?
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Gross. It's just...
repulsive.
It's repulsive.
Patrick, can we get through this?
Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Patrick, you. I'm so miserable right now.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm just
confused about everything. Can I have your
hands on this? Confused? What are you confused about? Everything's fine.
Okay.
Scared of what?
Well,
of course I do.
Where's the self-help section?
Do you think I'm ugly?
No, you're beautiful. Maybe I should come over.
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm a mess, Patrick. And, no.
Just let me come over. I'll cheer you up.
Okay.
Stan, can I leave for a while? My girlfriend's really upset.
Patrick, we're right in the middle of erasing this poor man.
Stan, run more or help.
See?
How has it been?
She hates me. She wants me to go.
Go.
All right. I'll be right over, Tangerine.
You like?
Oh, man.
You match my sweatshirt exactly.
I like it.
You do?
You look like a tangerine.
Clementine the tangerine.
Juicy and seedless.
I like that.
I like tangerines.
Can you see me doing ducks?
Tangerine.
Hey, ducks.
How does he know to call you that?
How did who know?
Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool.
Clem?
That's what they call themselves. Like, the Clash, the only band that's mattered. They call themselves that for a reason.
It's amazing,
like,
isn't it?
Like, social justice. Yeah, it's totally incredible.
What Howard gives to the world?
Yeah.
To let people begin again. It's beautiful. You look at a baby and it's so pure and so free and so clean, and adults are like this mess of sadness and phobias. And Howard just makes it all go away.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm scared. I feel like I'm disappearing.
Disappearing?
My skin's coming off. I'm getting old. Nothing makes any sense to me.
You're not getting old.
Nothing makes any sense. Nothing makes any sense.
Oh, Tangerine.
Nothing makes any sense. Nothing makes any sense.
It's okay.
Hey, let's go out dancing. Yeah? You want to go out to Montauk with me?
Montauk?
Yeah. No, come up to Boston with me.
Sure, yeah. We can go next weekend.
No. Now. Yeah, I have to go now. I have to see the Frozen Charles now.
Hi, it's Joel. Leave a message. That'd be deep. I'll get back to you. Pick up, man.
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
I got into
a little situation with the old lady. Can you handle things tonight alone? I'm really sorry, man.
Don't worry about it. I got it under control, man. She's pretty much on autopilot right now anyway.
Thanks, Dad. I owe you big time.
Dude, I gotta go.
Look, you and me on the Charles River. I could die right now, Clem. I'm just happier. I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want it.
So excited! Hey!
I'm excited, too.
Cool.
Oh, I got you this thing. Happy early Valentine's Day.
Wow. What is it?
I don't know. Open it up. Oh.
It's gorgeous.
You like it?
Yeah, it's just my taste, really. Okay. God, I've never gone out with a guy who bought me a piece of jewelry I liked. Thank
okay?
Jolie?
Yeah. Tangerine?
Am I ugly?
Mm-mm.
When I was a kid, I thought I was. Can't believe I'm crying already. Sometimes I think people don't understand how lonely it is to be a kid. Like, you don't matter. So, I'm 8, and I have these toys, these dolls. My favorite is this ugly girl doll who I call Clementine. And I keep yelling at her, "You can't be ugly. Be pretty." It's weird. Like, if I can transform her, I would magically change too. Jolie, don't let her leave me.
Pretty, Rosiak. Please let me keep this memory. Just this one.
I don't want to hold your hand. Come on.
Woo!
Stop it!
I can die right now, Clem. I just... I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want to be.
Clem? We're going off. How can you sign? We're going off. Can you hear me? I don't want this anymore. I want to call it off.
Suffice it to say that Miss Kraczynski was not happy and she wanted to move on. Good now. Tell me about...
Just tell me everything you remember.
Clementine?
That's what he said. Then...
Did we see that day?
No, wait.
Oh, look! Hey!
Shit!
We're going to see my grandma!
Joel,
what?
Not going
no,
on
I
the train!
Don't, Joel, not please! On. Don't make me run anymore!
Come on! Where's we at?
We always have to run!
Where's we at? Please.
So, why don't we begin by you telling me everything you can remember?
Where's Riak? Wake me up!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Barish. I thought you understood what was going on here.
No, you're erasing her from me. You're erasing me from her. Bed. I know it. My brain.
I'm part of your imagination, too, Joel. How can I help you from there? I'm inside your head, too. I'm you.
Sorry.
Look, who's that?
Oh, he works for us. That's, Patrick. Baby boy.
He's stealing my identity.
stole my stuff.
He's seducing my girlfriend with my words
and my things. He stole her underwear.
Oh, Christ, he stole her underwear.
I could die right now, Clem. I'm just happy. I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want to be.
I want to go home.
What? Clem! Wait, Clem! Clem! They're erasing you!
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Clem, focus! I hired them, okay? I'm sorry, I'm so stupid!
Sweetie, calm down. Enjoy the scenery!
I need it to stop before I wake up and I don't know you anymore.
Okay, well, you know, just... I'll cancel it then.
What the hell are you talking about? I can't just cancel it. I'm asleep.
Wake yourself up!
Okay, you want me to wake you? Okay, great.
All right. Okay, here we go. Will it make you happy if I try?
Yeah.
I'll try really hard. Here we go. That's a great idea.
Sure. Okay. Why are you working like gangbusters?
Oh my goodness.
It's a thing!
Oh my god. What is that?
Jesus
Christ. What the?
It's a person!
It did work for a second.
But see?
I couldn't move.
Oh, well, isn't that just another one of Joel's self-fulfilling prophecies? It's more important to prove me wrong than it actually...
I don't want to discuss this right now, okay?
Fine. Then what? I'm listening.
I don't know. You erased me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this in the first place.
I'm sorry.
You.
You know me. I'm impulsive.
That's what I love about you.
Joel.
Mm-hmm?
I have another idea for this problem. This is a memory of me. The way you wanted to have sex on the couch after you looked down on my crotch.
What?
Joel, the eraser guys are coming here, so what if you take me somewhere else? Somewhere where I don't belong. And we hide there till morning.
Man, I can't remember anything without you.
That's very sweet, but try, okay?
Okay.
Can you stir the soup and can you keep an eye on Joel? He just likes to be near me.
Absolutely.
Clem.
It worked. Oh my God. Look at this. Wow. It worked. Look at this dress, man. Oh my God. Look at it. I wish I could take it with me. Who am I?
Mrs. Hamlin.
Right, Mrs. Hamlin.
I must be about four. Oh my gosh.
That's salad bowl, so I'm serving the salad and string beans and peanut sandwich and peanut butter. You all right?
God, honestly, I feel like I could clean up all day. Listen, would you hate me if I asked you to clean some string beans?
No, not at all.
God, I love this kitchen.
Thank you so much.
She's not looking at me. She's busy. She's not looking at me. No one ever looks at me. I love my mommy.
Oh,
baby Joel.
Hey, Joel. Joel.
Is every little peanut under there okay?
Mm-hmm. He's fine. You know, do you have something to drink?
Could you drink a cocktail at this hour? I mean, I know it's not 5.
I would die for a bottle.
Oh, hang on. Let me check if I have it.
Okay. I've just got to wait for it. Joel. Hey, no, sweetie. Joel. No, your mother wants me to mind you. Get back under the table.
Scream.
No, and not until after, you know, you've had your dinner. Come on, Joel. Joel, grow up.
Don't leave me, Clem.
Oh, no, my God.
I'm right here. Sort of warped.
I'm scared.
Don't cry, baby Joel.
Baby Joel, it's okay. I'm Joel, stop it. Look, I think it's working. Look, we're heading, Joel. Look. Hey, honey, look. Wait there. My crotch is still here. Just as you remembered it.
Yuck.
It stopped.
What?
It stopped erasing. Oh, shit. This is terrible. He's off the map. He's off the map.
Where?
I don't know where. What do you mean? I don't know where. This is bad. This is very, very bad news. Oh, my glasses. Okay. Crap.
Okay. What do we do? What do I do?
What should we do?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
What should we do?
Crap. I don't know. I just said that.
I'm sorry. What should we do?
I don't know. Mellow. You freaking me out.
Mellow. We have to do something. Wake up.
Okay.
Oh, I have faith.
Shh, quiet. You're freaking me out.
And I have faith.
Okay.
That sounds so good.
Oh, shit.
I'm hungry.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What? Oh, what? What? What?
We should call Howard.
No way. No, sir, man. This is my... I can handle this. I can't call Howard.
Cookie. There's no time to fuck around.
I got this under control.
What are you talking about? Stop fucking around.
Okay, I'll call Howard.
Hello.
Hello, Howard. Hey, it's Dan.
I'm working on this guy down here, and we seem to have lost him for a moment, and I can't bring him back up.
Okay.
Tell me what happened before he disappeared.
Well, I wasn't sure really, because I was away from the monitor for a minute, and I had it on autopilot because I had to pee.
Well, where's Patrick?
Patrick had to go home sick.
Oh, shit.
Okay, what's the address?
I know, I'm so sorry.
That's come on.
We're at 159 South Village.
Yeah.
Apartment 1E, Rockville Center.
Mary?
Yeah?
He's coming right now.
Well, I'm staying.
Get your stuff, Mary.
I'm staying.
I think you should go.
Hello.
Mary.
I am so stoned.
Please, Mary. We have to go.
I'm so stoned, Mary. I don't want him to see me stoned.
Mary, you have no idea how much trouble we're going to get into if the power comes.
Hey, Joel, stop. Joel, fuck. Hey, Joel. Joel,
what are they pick me up?
It's weird how strong that desire is.
Joel, look at me, look. You'll remember me in the morning, and you'll come to me, and you'll tell me about us, and we'll start
Pat,
out.
I just... Pat? Yeah, I thought we could have a little cocktail.
That Patrick guy. He's copying me.
What Patrick guy?
The guy.
What?
He's here. My apartment. He's one of those eraser guys. He fell for you when they were doing you, and now he's introduced himself like he doesn't even know you, and... You guys are dating.
Really? Is he cute?
Clem, there's nothing wrong with you. You're the most wonderful person I've ever met. You're kind, beautiful, smart, and funny, and nice.
What?
Okay, all right.
Move, come on, let's go. I'm still stoned. Those eye drops you gave me didn't do shit.
Cool.
on, Mary. What are you doing here?
Hi, Howard. She's just here to help out.
I wanted to understand as much as I could about the procedure as possible. I think it's important for my job to understand the inner workings of the work that we do. Well, not that I do, but the work that is done by people where I also work, the work of my colleagues, too.
All right, well, let's see if we can get to the bottom of this, shall we? That's odd.
I already tried that.
Did you try going through the Seagate?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yes.
Yeah. All right.
You want to get linked up?
Yeah.
All right. I ran the utility programs, and I had nothing there. So I checked all the memories against the printed logs.
Here, Howard.
Okay.
I got you.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go through the entire memory, see if something comes up.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine.
I love being bathed in the sink. Such a feeling of security.
I've never seen you happier, baby Joel.
There it is. I don't understand why it's off the map like that.
What the heck was he doing there?
His eyes are open.
Has this happened before with him?
No.
Oh, this is not good. I'm gonna have to give him that. Okay, we're back in.
Wow. That was beautiful to watch Howard, like a surgeon or a concert pianist or something.
Thank you, Mary.
Howard, you should get some sleep. I think I'll be fine now.
But can't you see? I love you, Antoine.
Lucky me. Lay one on me. Don't call me Antoine. My name is Wally.
Yes, I know, but how can a woman love a man with a name like Wally? Oh, what was that?
Oh. Oh,
hey.
My God, there's people coming out of your butt.
There is?
Got it.
Tinkering? Oh, God. Come on, we gotta go.
Go. You can run, but you can't hide.
Clem, come on!
Here I am.
Truck. Doc? Please!
Let's begin by you telling me everything you remember.
That's strange. He's in a memory that we've already erased.
Well, at least we know where he is, and he's back on track, right?
Come on, Clem. He seems to have developed some sort of resistance to the procedure.
I don't want any more.
Shit. Come on, come on.
Hide me somewhere deeper, somewhere really buried. Hide me under humiliation.
Humiliation.
Come on, baby.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Clem, I'm calling you.
We're all of you.
Oh,
you can't come with to anything.
No, it's rocking
her. Let me drive you home.
Wait, Howard. He's disappeared again.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry, Howard.
Humiliation.
Joel.
Humiliation. I don't like it either. I'm just trying to find horrible secret places to...
Joel, honey, I have a surprise. You know what, honey? I'm just going to ask you in the morning. Good night, sweetheart.
No.
Sorry, Joel.
Shut up.
Really?
Look! Joel! Joel, look!
What?
Look where we are! We're safe!
Oh, no. Clem, this isn't good.
Then hide me somewhere, really buried.
I can't. I gotta go home. I'll do it later. Wait, what am I doing? You know something, Freddy? You don't scare me anymore. Ow!
Joel! Joel, get up! Come on, it's not worth it. They're not worth it, Joel! La, 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 he's not listening! Come on, Joel!
Stupid!
I'm so ashamed.
It's okay. You're a little kid.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's where I live. Lived. I wish I knew you when I was a kid.
Do you like my pink hat? Here, look, feel better. You can really kill me this time. It's my turn. Go. One,
You're
two,
really
three.
Gonna die, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You're dead. Oh, my mom. It's okay.
Hi.
We're playing.
Hi, Joel's
it's not
mom.
Real.
Hi. He's killing me.
See? Are you dead yet? You're dead!
I think I got the hang of this. I still don't understand it. But I'm finding him quickly enough.
Are you okay, Joel? Joel? Joel?
Oh my god, that was terrible.
Okay,
it's like 3 seconds.
All right.
We'll do it one more time.
One more. One more, then I get to go.
Okay.
Watching you work out.
I guess I'll go off for some air. Nobody minds. Looks like you have everything under control here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you like quilts, Howard?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, like famous quotes. I find reading them inspirational, and in my reading, I've come across some I thought you might like, too.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear some.
There's one that goes, "Blessed are the forgetful, for they get the better even of their blunders."
That's Nietzsche, right?
Yeah, in here I thought I could tell you something you didn't know.
Oh no, it's a good quote. I'm happy we both know it.
Yeah. Oh, and there's this other one I like. It's by Pope Alexander, and it goes...
Alexander Pope?
Yeah. It's just that I told myself not to say Pope Alexander and sound like a dope, and then I go ahead and say...
It's no big deal.
You're such a sweetheart. The quote goes, "How happy is the blameless vessel's lot? The world forgetting by the world forgot. Eternal sunshine of a spotless mind. Each prayer accepted, and each wish resigned."
I want to be a great, big, huge elephant. A huge trunk like that.
Clementine!
I haven't heard that one. It's lovely.
I just thought it would be appropriate, maybe. I really admire the work you do, Howard. I don't mean to be so familiar.
Oh, it's fine. I'm happy to eat.
I'm sorry. I've loved you for a very long time. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Mary, no. It's you're a wonderful girl. You know, I have a wife and kids. You know I have a wife and kids. Mary. Oh, Mary, we can't do this.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Merzwick.
Thanks a lot.
Hollis!
Wait, Hollis.
I knew it, Howard.
Hollis, it didn't start out to be like this. I came here to work.
Hollis, this is a one-time mistake.
I'm a stupid girl with a stupid crush. I swear, I basically forced him into it.
Don't be a monster, Howard. Tell the girl.
Tell me what?
Oh, you poor kid. You can have him. You did.
What?
We have a history. I'm sorry. You wanted the procedure. You wanted it done so you could get past, I have to, finish the work in there. It's almost morning. We'll talk later. Okay?
Hey. Let me give you a lift home.
Figured you'd show your face around me again. Because I thought you were humiliated. You did run away, after all.
I just needed to see you.
Yeah?
I'd like to, take you out or something.
you're married.
Not yet. Not married. No, not married. No.
Look, man, I'm telling you right off the bat, I'm high maintenance, so I'm not gonna tiptoe around your marriage or whatever it is you got going there. If you want to be with me, you're with me.
Okay.
Too many guys think I'm a concept, or I complete them, or I'm gonna make them alive. I'm just a fucked up girl who's looking for my own peace of mind. Don't assign me yours.
I remember that speech really well.
I had you pegged, didn't I?
Yeah, the whole human race pegged.
Probably.
I still thought you were gonna save my life. Even after that.
I know.
It would be different if we could just give it another go round.
Remember me. Try your best. Maybe we can.
Just tell me what you remember, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. I liked you immediately. You didn't come on to me at all. I liked that. I was so tongue-tied around you at first. I wanted you to think I was smart. I couldn't wait to come to work. I had these fantasies of us being married and having kids and... I can't do this.
We agreed it's for the best, Mary.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
I'll take the phone.
No.
Here, so you want me to carry that?
Help me with that?
Okay, thanks.
You get the cooler?
Honey, the cooler.
That's light, huh? You
get it?
Oh, I can get that.
Let me get that. No. Don't take anything. Just
I can take the
lid. Put the thing up. Put the gate back up.
This is the day we met. You were down by the surf. I could just make you out in the distance. I remember being drawn to you even then. I thought, wow, how odd. I'm drawn to someone's back. You were in that orange sweatshirt that I would come to know so well. And even hate eventually. At the time I thought, how cool. Orange sweatshirt.
Hi there.
Hi.
I saw you sitting over here by yourself. And I thought, thank God, someone normal who doesn't know how to interact with these things either.
Yeah. I don't ever know what to say.
I'm Clementine. Can I borrow a piece of your chicken?
And then you just took it without waiting for an answer. It was so intimate. Like we were already lovers. I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel. So, no jokes about my name.
What, you mean like, Obadar, then Obadar, then Obadar, then Clementine, Huckleberry Hound, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
No.
Like that?
No jokes. No jokes. One of my favorite things when I was a kid was my Huckleberry Hound doll. I think your name is magical.
This is it, Joel. It's gonna be gone soon.
I know.
What do we do?
Enjoy it.
Let's move into this neighborhood!
I do sort of live with someone, though.
Male or female?
What? Female? Female?
At least I'm not barking up the wrong tree.
You know these people?
No, of course not. Come on.
They might have a dog.
There's no dog.
What are you doing?
It's freezing out.
I can't believe this.
Woo-hoo!
Clementine!
Where'd he go? Woo! Come on, man. Water's fine. Nobody's coming here tonight, believe me. So, what's your girlfriend's name?
Naomi, but we're not really, I mean, we're...
Whatever. Really, so, this is great. Now I can look for, candles, matches, and liquor cabinet.
Oh, God. I think we should go.
There's no phone line. What?
I think we should go.
Why? It's our house. Just for tonight. We are David and Ruth Laskin. Which one do you want to be? I prefer to be Ruth, but I'm flexible.
What do you
think? Oh. Alcohol.
Oh, boy.
So, are you okay with wine?
I don't know.
Well, you choose the wine. I'm going to go find the bedroom and pull into something more. Ruth. I'm ruthless at the moment.
I really should go. I gotta catch my ride.
So go.
I did. I thought maybe you were a nut. But you were excited.
I wish you'd stayed.
I wish I'd stayed too. Now I wish I'd stayed. I wish I'd done a lot of things. I wish I had... I wish I'd stayed. I do.
Well, I came back downstairs and you were gone.
I walked out. I walked out the door.
Why?
I don't know. I felt like a scared little kid. I was like... It was above my head. I don't know.
You were scared?
Yeah. I thought you knew that about me. I ran back to the bonfire trying to outrun my humiliation, I think.
Was it something I said?
Yeah. You said so go. With such disdain, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Dolly? What if you stay this time?
I walked out the door. There's no memory left.
Come back and make up a goodbye at least. Let's pretend we had one.
Okay.
so I gotta drop the van off.
Thanks, Stan. Thanks. We'll talk.
Got all your stuff, I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you're not coming back. You know, I wouldn't come back if I was you either.
Do you swear you didn't know?
I swear.
So you didn't do the erasing?
Of course not. God, no.
And you never even suspected we were together?
Once, maybe. I was coming back from a job, and you were at his car, and I saw you two talking, and so I waved to you, and you giggled, and it...
How'd I look?
Like happy. Happy with the secret.
And after that?
I never saw you two together again like that, so I don't know, I just figured I was imagining things. I really like you, Mary Spavo. You know that?
Senor.
I had a really nice time last night.
Nice?
I had the best fucking night of my entire fucking life last night.
That's better. This is weird.
To all patients of Dr. Howard Nierswack,
My name is Mary Spivo.
We've met, but you don't remember me.
But you don't remember me.
I worked for a company hired to have part of your memory erased.
I've since decided that this is
a teaser ad or something.
And in order to correct this, I'm sending everyone's file back to them.
My name is Clementine Krasinski. I'm here to erase Joel Barish.
What is this?
I don't know.
He's boring. Is that enough reason to erase someone?
I've been thinking lately how I was before and how I am now, and it's like he changed me. I feel like I'm always pissy now. I don't like myself when I'm with him. I don't like myself anymore. I can't stand it. Even look at him. That pathetic, wimpy, apologetic smile, that sort of wounded puppy shit he does, you know?
What are you doing?
He's not doing anything. Bloom is certainly fucking off the rose at this point.
Are you screwing with me?
No!
You are screwing with me.
Joel, I'm not.
You clearly are.
Look, okay, let's just take a minute and... Get the fuck away from me!
Can we talk about it?
No! Get the fuck away!
Clementine.
Hey.
Nice to see you. Here.
Yeah.
Lee, very educated. I mean, she's smart, I think, but not educated. I couldn't really talk to her about books, you know? She's more of a magazine-reading girl. Her vocabulary leaves something to be desired. Sometimes I was embarrassed in public.
Hi.
She was pronounced library. Library.
Look what I found.
I think if there's a truly seductive quality about Clementine, it's that her personality promises to take you out of the mundane.
Maybe you look skinny.
A crazy burning meteorite. It'll carry you to another world, a world where things are exciting. But she quickly learns that. Elaborate ruse.
I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Access to the other realms.
It's okay.
It's kind of obvious ways. Still, seduced.
Joel, I really like you. I hate that I said mean things about you.
Let me turn this off, okay?
That's only fair.
Where's the real Clementine? I mean, the whole thing with the hair. It's all bullshit.
I really like your hair.
It's so pathetic.
I really like your hair.
Thank you.
Shit. The world's a goddamn mess. This is how you all change your hair color. I mean...
You want a drink or something?
Do you have any whiskey?
Whiskey. I don't think her sex is... motivated. I saw it clearly the last night we were together. It wasn't sexy. It was just... sad.
Hey. Sorry, I thought there was more.
Clem thinks she can get people to like her is to fuck them. Or at least dangle the possibility and get fucked and burn them. But I think she's so desperate and insecure that she'll sooner or later go around and fucking everybody.
I don't do that.
I wouldn't think that about you.
Because I don't.
I know.
Because it really hurts me that you said that, because
so
I don't do that.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about all this. I'm gonna call. God, I'm a little confused. I don't really think I can be here. Bye.
Bye.
It was nice meeting you at all.
I'm lost to spend that much time with someone. window that she's a stranger.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What
just
do
wait.
You want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait for just a while.
Girl who's looking for my own peace of mind. I'm not perfect.
I can't see anything that I don't like about you.
But you
right
will.
Now I can't.
But you will. You know, you will think of things. And I'll get bored with you and feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine.
Sometimes.